So we're a. So we said that the destruction, the chulban, the galus we're in, is as a result of a lack of simcha, and therefore the way to stop the galus is by doing tshuva in this area. Interesting how you talk about doing tshuva in this area. It's like, oh, well, I'm a bit miserable, so I'll become happy. So where's the tshuva aspect here? Okay, so let's see. Yes, okay. Since the lack of simcha is what caused the chorban, this and only this. It's not a multiple choice. You know, mifchan amerikai, as they say in the schools here. You know what a mifchan amerikai is? It's a multiple choice question. You know that? Mifchan amerikai is a multiple choice question.
What's a mifchan?
Mifchan is a test, an examination.
Amerikai is America.
And amerikai is what used to be America, yeah. Okay.
Oh,
Bechina. Bechina, yeah. Mifchan, from Bechina to the Boichen. Okay. What's going in the ikuv is what's going to have to be corrected. So now, let's just go a little bit further. Well, this is disturbing news. Simcha she'enu tala b'dover. That's where we are. Daf lamed vav, and this is where we started. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, enu bo b'trunya im b'riosa. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come with a trunya with
maid servants, so that means.
No. Trunya im b'riosa means unreasonable request. Doesn't come with impossibilities. The noichach ha'uvde shezu ha'ulechayinu b'dozeh. If it comes out that this is the unique avoider in this generation, it comes out that we must be able, if the challenge, the demand on us, is to acquire simcha v'tuv leivav b'kol matzav or b'kol t'nai, in every possible situation and all conditions, if that's the demand, then it must be possible. Because Hashem doesn't ask us to do things that you can't do. Simcha is not something which is the unique inheritance, the unique domain of a few rare individuals. It's something which is an essential aspect of our lives. Yosaydu bosisi, it's a fundamental, basic thing. And on that, all our voida and ruchnis is dependent upon. There's not some sort of special chumrah or unique quality that a few rare individuals happen to attain. It's something basic that every Jew has to have before he can start anything. Hashali gedoydi, keitzet magiyim l'simchuzu. Oh, hello, chalamaisa, how'd you get there? We're talking about being the simcha of a tuv lev in all conditions. You can generate for yourself your worst case scenarios and simcha of a tuv lev, irrespective. How do you get there? Ketzad nichush simcha shleim evamitis. How does one acquire total simcha amitis? True, genuine simcha. Continue. That's a good question, huh? If you had the answer to that, imagine you could become a... Yeah, we could start seminars out there and, you know, cool. Sell $1 million.
Yeah,
become a guru is too much of a hassle because you're going to fall on your face. Just run seminars for a few months, charge a bomb and retire. It's not so posh, because the problem with all these quick fix things is they're quick fix. As we said earlier, these are not simple. This is avoida. This is yismach leiv mevatshe Hashem. Ever trouble you that? We say it in Psukkotism every morning, which is yismach leiv, be glad of heart. Mevakshe Hashem. Who should be glad of heart? Those that are searching for God. What? Be glad of heart, those of you that are trying to make money. No, you get happy when you hit the jackpot. Not when you're battling out there trying to hit the jackpot. Nachon? No. Who's the happy man? He who knows what his purpose in life is. Mevakshe Hashem. Someone who's searching for Hashem. That's the life work. We're not yet to find Hashem. Finding Hashem is a long way. Yeah, we have to look for Hashem. That's the Ikar Simcha. To know that you're a seeker after Hashem. What do you do for a living? Looking for Hashem. That's what I do. Yismach leiv mevakshe Hashem. It's much better than not to be looking for Hashem, no? To have found Hashem? Okay. But doesn't say yismach leiv those who found Hashem. If you can really find Hashem, every time you find a new aspect of Hashem, it just opens up a whole new panorama of things you have to go searching for more. That's the problem with the infinite, eh? It doesn't stand still long enough to get a grip on it. The marshal for that, by the way, is trying to teach a child to walk. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? You try to teach a child to walk, you're standing up here, you stand about a meter away from him, you hold your hands out to him, right? Just close enough that he can get a grip with taking a step. So what he takes a step. So what do? You take a step back. He takes another step, you take another step back. From Mars, if you're watching the scene, it looks like the kid's trying to get to his father and his father's running away. You know? What's really happening is the child wants to get to his father, and the father's trying to teach his child to walk. If the child didn't want to get to his father, he would never learn to walk. He'd just stand there and say, "Don't look, keep taking steps back, my spatula." You need the child wanting to get to the father, and you need the father to have the courage, who also wants to hug the child, to take a step back when the child gets just close enough, because the father really is more interested in the child than himself. He wants what's best for the child. You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us all to come home and be with him and for Mashiach to come? If someone wants it more than us. The Shechina Mamash is crying for Mashiach probably more than we are. So why did he bring it? Because we haven't learned to walk properly. He's still trying to, a few muscles obviously that still need to be built, yeah? But we have to maintain the Yismach Lev Mavakshe. We have to maintain our Mavakish. We have to keep looking for Hashem, otherwise you're just going to give up.
In the Nimshal, what's learning to walk?
Becoming and fulfilling your tafkid in this world. Doing whatever you're supposed to do in this world. Whatever you came in this world to achieve, that's learning to walk.
Didn't we come in this world to, at least from above, to reach and understand God?
Yeah.
That's His goodness.
L'haimeis mizib shchinosei, says the mysterious Yisrael. That's why we came into this world. L'haimeis mizib shchinosei l'alam haba. That's why we're here. Yeah, but you ask me l'maisa, I don't know. I'm just saying, whatever you came in this world to do, that's learning to walk. Whatever your tatki in this world is, whatever you're going to bring out and grow and develop in your own daladamas, bishvili nivra o'ilam, ma chavosoi, what are your unique tatki in this world? I don't know. That you've got to find out. You've got to discover for yourself.
There's one difference though in the mashal that you give up. And that the little child will always see the father in front of him.
Good, just to continually. Shivisi Hashem Nedi Tomid. It's in the Shulchan Aruch, right in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. It's not a big chumrah down in the Kabbalah Sfarim. Shivisi Hashem Nedi Tomid is the first aloch in Shulchan Aruch. A Jew can't start off his day without Shivisi Hashem Nedi Tomid. You have to have Hashem in front of you all the time.
What I'm saying though is Hashem doesn't make it like a prayer. Sometimes throws himself so far away from those pashas, so difficult to even see where he is.
Good! Of course, because you're not being asked to just take a little step towards daddy. You're not a two-year-old. When this kid gets to 18 years old, the father's not going to be standing there saying, if he was still doing that, it would be tragic. Yeah. The father sends the kid out, he gives him $50 and says, go and start your own business in another country. And then suddenly the kid finds himself in a place, he sends him off to university, he sends him off to yeshiva.
Yeah,
when my kid was 4 years old, he used to come home every day at 11 o'clock. Now he comes home at 10 o'clock at night. So where's daddy? Because you're getting older and older, and you demanded more and more from you.
Yeah, but the paradigm of him, when I am like a 2-year-old, I think we all are like 2-year-olds, very much.
Never.
Initially, Adam's
poor guy. Sorry. How old are you? 30. So you're a 30-year-old. And the demands made on you to be a spiritual Jew in relationship with Hashem is a 30-year-old, not a 30-year-old.
Sure. So I'm supposed to have the Munah of a 30-year-old.
Oh, you're 30 years old?
Yeah.
You're supposed to have 30
years old. Do you know what that is?
I haven't got a clue what that is.
So why are we learning, gentlemen? Why are we learning? So that you'll know what to do. Good.
Yeah, I'm supposed to, but it's not there, you know.
Someone once asked of Tauber, where was God in the Holocaust? He said, where wasn't God in the Holocaust? You can look at the world and you can see Hashem in every little butterfly in there. You had a piece of bread this morning? So I'll tell you what the problem is. Let's take a few minutes out of what we're doing here, because this is a very important tool you need to know. The tool we have to discover Hashem is Seichel. Get it? You want to sit and meditate on the bread in front of you this morning, the jack. You all had a slice of bread this morning? Let's say you did. If you didn't imagine you had a slice of bread this morning, yeah? You can meditate on that bread the whole day. You're not going to see Hashem popping out of you, that bread. You're not going to see light coming out of that bread. If you do, that's fine, but good, okay. But most people will stare at a piece of bread the whole day. No lights are going to stop. No Yudke Vavke is going to jump out of that bread and say, here I am. Correct? How do you discover God in a piece of bread? So let me give you a very powerful tool. I think I saw this in a Reb Zev Klifkin book somewhere or whatever. But once you get it, it's basic, and a lot of people have said it. I'm just quoting where I think I got it from. I think I got this from a Reb Zev Klifkin somewhere, but it could have been somewhere else. I don't know. If you want to see God in a piece of bread, let me ask you a question. How many people did it take to get this piece of bread onto your plate this morning?
Million.
Any guesses?
Million.
Oh, good man. Bal Seichel.
Millions?
Lot. Good. So let me show you. Millions is an understatement. In order for this bread to have got on my table, someone had to bake it, right? To bake bread, you need wheat. Right? I'm going to cut this short. You could spend hours trying to work this up. Let's just cut it very short. Have wheat, you need a farmer to plant the wheat. Right? Farmer needs a tractor. Tractors need petrol. Tractors are made out of steel. Tractors have tires that are made out of rubber. Correct? Where did the steel come from? The earth. When was the steel put in the earth? To get the steel out of the earth, you need miners. To get rubber, you need, rubber plantation workers in South America. You need slaves. I don't know, whatever you need, yeah? To get petrol, you need protector in Saudi Arabia. Whatever. I don't know, whatever. Do you understand? Millions is an understatement. The truck that brought you the bread, the guy that put the bread into the oven needs clothes. To get clothes, you need to grow cotton. You need to understand. And Kodesh Baruch Hu's doing this whole dance of all these things going on or whatever from my subconscious that you should have a slice of bread this morning. Now you can look at this bread the whole day in dumb mode, waiting for life to shine out this bread. The bread's not going to do anything for you. But if you sit in you and you really think it through using your seichel, how can you not see Hashem in this loaf of bread? But that's hard work. You actually have to think. That's the nisoyin. The nisoyin of shivisi Hashem negdi tomid, as William Miller explains, that egg on your table this morning is a big nisoyin. It's a massive test. Are you going to eat the egg, or are you going to see Hashem in the egg? Seeing Hashem in the egg requires seichel. If you have a problem doing this, take out of a William Miller book. You remind me, I'll bring one. I've got a nice one. It's an easy one. It's a little pamphlet. It's a little Kuntres that they published. It just teaches you how to look at the world properly. We don't even know how to analyze the world properly. You ever heard of Ring Miller speaking about an orange? I once heard him speak a whole hour about an orange. I'm telling you, it was the most spiritual experience I ever had. Do you know how much genius there is in an orange? Mm-hmm. If I open up an orange and just spend a bit of time looking at it, each little thing packed in its own little parcel and then wrapped again, and the way it fits together, and the way that the thing changes color to let you know it's ready. And it knows you can't fly, so it drops off the tree. And all the wisdom of an orange. Yeah? He once spoke about, you know, these little, what are they called? These little, we used to call them fairies. These little thistle-toe things that blow through the, you know, they seed. Oh, they little seed spots that blow through the wind or whatever. Yeah. To move the seed, they're little white things or whatever. They're like little ballet fairies or whatever. I don't know what we ever called them as trees.
Dandelion.
You must be Arab June, whatever they're called. I don't know what
they're called. Fairies is right.
Fairies. Yeah. Okay. South Africans call them fairies, Americans call them dandelions.
Dandelion.
I once heard Rodney was speaking about the beauty of a dandelion. Yeah? By the way, you've got to train your kids from young. You're walking in the streets and it's raining. Yeah. So what would we have? Oh yeah, it's a miserable day. Yeah. The kid associates misery with rain.
Yeah.
If you live in London, that's terrible. You're miserable 90% of the time. You walk in the rain with your kid and it's raining, you say to your kid, Khalala, it's like a schmuck to walk in the rain, yeah? And the kid goes, yeah, Dad. The kid knows that when it's raining, it's a schmuck. Do you understand? This requires work. This requires training and work. Then just sit there and look. The Wasserman Zatzal said, you could stare at a tree the whole day, you never get to see a shame. If you analyze and you observe and you think about what a tree is, you can make furniture from it. It provides shade, it provides homes for thousands of animals. Creatures or whatever going there. There's fruit in there. It was grown from one little seed. Tuck, 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 tuck. I know I'm going to do all the work for you. Do it yourself. But how can you not see Hashem in the world? The world is Helam. It's a world that hides Hashem. You, our job with our seichel is to strip the mask to see Hashem. But it's got to come with seichel. It's got to start with thinking. Our problem is we're numbed into just like waiting for the experience. Yeah? One day the bread will jump up at me and I'll go, oh wow, there's Hashem. The first halach in Shulchan Aruch, Shivis Hashem Negdi Tomid, when you're capable of doing that. There's nothing to only the spiritual giants who can meditate, and the big Kabbalists that are walking around with a Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei burnt in fire in their brains. You've got to try and get there as well, I'm not saying not. But it's even a little guy like me can spend 15 minutes a day over breakfast meditating on the enormous chesed and the enormous beauty and the enormous Hashem in this orange and this apple and this slice of bread. I mean, this is poshut. But it requires constant alertness. Okay, just by the side, because it's very important you sort to understand. You have to use your seichel. So you've got to learn Gemara. Gemara teaches you how to think properly, so you know how to look at the world properly. What's also Vassaman? Why can't we arrive at the core of Akash Baruch the way Abraham did? Abraham looked at the world and worked out the Torah. He said, because if you do that today, you'll back up into a monkey. You'll come to Darwin. You don't know how to look at the world properly. First you have to train your mind to know how to look at the world. Or you look at the world and you go, wow, that's interesting. Oh, this must have all happened by itself. Okay, bang, I'm a monkey. That's what people do. They started analysing the world without knowing how to think. First you have to learn how to think properly.
So what stops us doing that with
doing what?
I look at this bread. I can hear my Yitzhahara flowing up in my head. So I'm going to ask. Sorry, it's a bit. This bread in front of me. Wow, how great is the human production line? That's so great.
For fun, so you're insane. What must I do? I can't. You're for therapy, man. I don't know what you're in for.
Human
insane is insane. What must I do? I can't help
human
it.
Human secretion.
So what's human Torah? They're sitting learning Torah. If you have a problem, I'll get this. You're a Mashkiach and ask him what you do. The terrible Yetzer Hara, every time you sit down to eat a loaf of bread, to see a monkey in the loaf of bread. Okay, fun. So then, I don't know what the cure for that is.
Human secretion to Hashem,
Yeah. You've got to get that cheer of Rukinkas on Kedushas Achila. Okay, right. We're eating anyway, we're stuffing ourselves 90% of the day anyway, might as well at least get a bit of kedusha out of our eating, you know. Fine, let's go weiter. Reish Rim Dog, Ayumanu Mavinim is Musag Asim Chilo Ishre. Do we really understand the concept of proper simcha? You know what that means? Kishni's Boinam, if we'll meditate. Nira, Kigam Kashi Anazoichim Litoim Leitim Taim Shal Simcha. If we'll think about it, we'll see that even those times where you merit to taste a time of simcha. You have a moment of real, genuine simcha, yeah? You can go back and remember moments where you were just totally at one with life and with the world. You're mamash with simcha, yeah? Simcha zuhi simcha tolu b'davar. That simcha was tolu on something. You were at a chasana, you were, by the way, don't know a chasana being b'simcha, even though it's tolu b'davar. Don't go there and be miserable because you're trying to do this l'shmo. Go to the chasana and be b'simcha, but tolu b'davar. Don't kill yourself. There's one great one of the chasidim asked him, how is b'simcha? He says, you ever been to a wedding and the band's playing and you dance and you feel so b'simcha? He says, I take the band with me wherever I go. I'm always at a chasana. If I didn't use the chasana, don't. But at the philosophical level, you're happy because you're at a wedding. If you'd be at a funeral, you wouldn't be that same happy, right? It's a call Adam the human rebase, each person according to his levels, okay. Someone's very simple because he managed to learn uninterrupted a good few hours. Or Kashehu Zoichelachadesh Chidushamiti, another person gets mama, she's dancing because he said as a chidish in a toysis that he never thought of before. And he suddenly gets clarity in a sugya. Ben Aliyah Samayach Kashe Tzliach Lit Palel Kurei Bekavona with Vaikus. One guy gets Mamash Simcha because he got the first three brochas of Shmona Esrei, you know, Mamash was able to say that with serious serious Kavona. Lumaso Motsu Adam She Simcha Choredes Liliba Kisha Tzliach Beiskav Vavir Shumo Hagoyim. Some people get very happy when they make a lot of money. Whatever, everyone's got his own, what's it called, his talk. HaSimcha Et Leilu Novaz Tamid Me Atzlocha Kolshu. Our simcha comes about as a result of atzlocha, whether it was in learning or tefillah, ruchnias. Forget about the crude stuff out there. But it comes about when we're getting something, basically. Malav Muvan, so it's understandable from itself. Shemaachish haSimcha Tolu B'Dover. If the simcha is dependent on something, Kasher Anu Chashim B'Chesron B'Ruchnias or B'Gashmias, when we feel a lack in ruchnias and gashmias. I didn't get chuck in the sugya today. I don't know what's going on in this Rambam. You come to my Gemara share, you should be miserable the whole day. Because every share we just leave you more confused than the day before. Correct? Are you alive?
Yesterday was more confused than I am now.
Oh, yeah? Oh, boch, we were able to clarify something today then. Good. HaSimcha is saying the last time in Matzlocha Koshu. So if it's lacking that something Koshu that's giving us Simcha, Baruchnias and Gashmias. Miyad Megia Teire Shel Hatzvus. Then we're into the Shulchan Aruch of Sadness. Kamu Simchaseinu Tole V'Dover. Our happiness, our Simcha is dependent on something. Uvehed Oisa Dover Ne'elamas our Simcha Kilo Lo Oisa. And when that thing gets taken away, it's like the Simcha never was there. Guy had $1 million yesterday, he was very happy. Today he doesn't have it. It's like he can't rely on the Simcha from yesterday. Why are you miserable? Yesterday you were mamash happy. Yeah, but today I'm sad. Can't even relate to the simcha he had yesterday. We like getting ruchnias. He had a great day today. He understood the Rabbi Kiva gets fantastic. Tomorrow you open up the Gemara, you can't even read the Mishnah. It's miserable. What about the Simcha from yesterday's Rabbi Kiva Eger?
I don't understand. I don't know what's going on here. Leave me alone. I don't know what I'm doing.
Isn't it because the day before, you did what was expected, or you thought that you did what was expected to you, and now you can't complete
that's Tolu B'Dover. Good, right. That's Tolu B'Dover. Your Simcha is now Tolu B'Dover.
Right.
You may have a problem why you can't read today. Fine, we'll have to deal with the problem. But what's it going to do with your Simcha?
Yeah. You're still doing what?
Yesterday you had money, today you don't. I understand you have a problem. You have to work harder. I'm not saying ignore it, but what's it going to do with Simcha? Simcha is supposed to do something that has nothing to do with anything else. So why are you not for Simcha? Is someone watching the time? Yeah, I want to stop it.
According to my argument.
It's not an argument. It's a loch of a maitha.
You should be Simcha.
Inachinami, yo. And on Tisha B'Av, we'll see. Because it says, Meshenichnas Az Mamaitim B'Simcha.
Yeah.
It doesn't say destroy Simcha. You have to Mamait, means you have to be B'Simcha, but just a bit less. Yeah.
How you define Simcha?
We'll get there. Okay. Good, excellent. Excellent question. We haven't defined it yet. We're getting there. Yeah, we're going to just finish this paragraph. Simcha zu noivas miroiv koil. Kefishim avarim, ach meshes chochma. The meshes chochma says like this. Vashlo kodesh, the meshes chochma in dvarim, and the meshes chochma in the seramayma says like this. Tachas ashe lo avaritz as Hashem elakim, simcha besimcha v'tzuv leivov, miroiv koil. Why the Beit HaMikdash get destroyed, the Pasuk in Dvarim says, is because you didn't serve Hashem, your God, with simcha and tuv leivav. Simcha and good heart, whatever that means. Why not? Miroiv koil. What's miroiv koil? It's Pirush. Miroiv koil hu nesinas tam. La'ovin zeh. What does this mean? When you allow avarat Hashem al-kev with simcha with tuv leivav, why do you serve Hashem with simcha with tuv leivav? Ki haye lecha roiv koil. Claim a simchas beroiv koil. Because your simcha came about because of roiv koil. Your simcha came about because of all the many things you have. Right? Velo simchas be'etzem ha'havaya shelecha, be'etzem mitziyoscha. And not because of the simcha that comes about just by the mere fact that you're alive. What he's saying really, the Shlo and the Mesh Chochma is that the reason why we didn't serve Hashem b'simcha is because the simcha we had was as a result of the Rav Kol. When the Rav Kol goes away, you're not b'simcha. What simcha should you have? The simcha that comes about as the fact of just the fact that I'm good news for the Jews, no matter where I am or what I'm doing. Simcha that comes about just from the etzem, mere fact of your existence. Let me just finish this last paragraph. What is the true simcha we're looking for? It's a simcha that doesn't come about because of roiv koil. You can get the simcha by that also. That's also not simcha. Not saying not. We're trying to discover what's called simcha that's not dependent on anything else. We want to find simcha lishmo. Simcha ve'etzim mitziyoseinu v'kol tana v'kol matzav. We want to get to a core where we're being besimcha just by the mere fact that I exist. Simcha zu tiye tmidis v'beschus ha'niskel gula v'yishua. This is a continual simcha, and in the merit of that we will merit gula v'yishua v'gula v'yameinu v'mein shenela chazak v'boch as our eastern friends always let us know. But you have to take this card and think about this before tomorrow. You can't just blonde in your half an hour and just